We're extremely confident about what we're calling IR2 for now. We will have a name eventually. And really to create a brand new ground-up development that is separate and distinct, that has amenities that we don't have today to offer tourists coming into Singapore, that will allow us to grow tourism and take advantage of the amazing infrastructure that's being built here and that exists here today. So I think it's very interesting because in the last couple of years, young people have been very successful throughout Southeast Asia. There are a lot of very smart, motivated, business-minded entrepreneurs who have been creating success for themselves, and they want to experience travel, they want to experience tourism, and they like coming to Singapore. Social media has had a big impact on tourism. People want to go to unique places, experience things that are unique, and be able to share them with their friends and their family. And I think by creating something that's ultra-luxury, that has the highest level of design, the highest level of service, we'll be able to address that segment in a very competitive way. So we're very focused on quality of room, not the number of keys. The idea is that there will be rooms of very large scale, but they'll also have very high levels of service. So the average suite size will be much larger and have greater service capability and better amenities and different amenities that are unique to this development. It's going to be very exciting because we can drive acts that are very popular in Asia. You know, there's a big music scene happening now all across Asia, but also we're looking for international acts. And we're looking forward to the opportunity to do that. We're making this arena so that it can handle touring shows and the best acts in the world. And that's our target. So we're building a 15,000 seat arena that's designed to drive live entertainment at the highest level, but also to create MICE opportunities to take advantage of our existing MICE facilities to create opportunities that we never had before for business tourism. And that's very important. So between the additional MICE space that we're building, the high-quality ballrooms and meeting spaces, the new arena, which will have the capacity that is really unique in terms of Singapore and will allow us to drive high-value tourism for leisure and entertainment, but also through MICE, and then some of the restaurants that we're building, this will be a very unique offering. I also think the food and beverage that we're going to present is going to be very fun and very good. And we have some unique opportunities to go up on the Skyloop and really experience the Singapore skyline. So experiencing the Singapore skyline through the Skyloop is going to be unique. You'll have a view of Marina Bay Sands and the rest of the city, and I think it'll be really special. Well, we have a deeply experienced and incredibly capable construction and development team. And I'm very proud that they're with us. They've worked with us for many, many years and have deep experience in creating very high value tourism projects. And so that expertise is highly specialized. And so they're the ones that are running this project. And we're very engaged and we talk frequently about the schedule and about how we're managing through different procurement activities to ensure that we can hit our timeline and create something that meets our standards. So I'm very happy about this team. They've done phenomenal work. They did the renovation to this building, they led that, and they've done an excellent job, and we look forward to when the hiring plan begins. But we have a few years to think about how we're going to accomplish it, and we intend to work with the government to make sure that we have the most efficient plan for getting the manpower necessary to complete the project and operate the project. We want to make sure we have the highest level of service. That's really important to us. This building will be focused on delivering the highest level of luxury design and service, and so having the right manpower is going to be very important.